Yeah, the Great Rebellion called Christianity. Wow. Those are strong words, friend. Are you trying to pick a fight?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Now, let me tell you where the fight comes from. I have been accused by the professional clergy for many, many, many years, once I left the professional clergy, of being a rebel. And I have said low these many years, yeah, okay, I am, but a rebel against whom? And I think you'd have to call me, I guess, realistically, or proper term would be a reactionary against the rebellion. And it's just the more I begin to look at what Jesus said, the more I, you know, focus on the letters that were read, the more I realize how far afield Christianity was from many things that Jesus said.
Well, I know that we've debated this particular one before about pastor and shepherd, and you won me over before, so I don't think we need to go down the deep road, but it's fairly clear when you specify this one scripture that he said. Now, let me find it in your article. Here we go. Do not allow yourselves to be referred to by any title which implies spiritual authority or superiority, and do not refer to any other human being with any such title. You have only one spiritual father, spiritual teacher, and spiritual leader and guide, and you are all to minister to one another in the same manner of equality as have brothers and sisters with the same parents. It's pretty clear what he's telling us to, and Jesus didn't give a heck of a lot of commandments, now did he?
Nope.
But this is pretty clearly a commandment. Do not allow yourselves.
Yeah, and what's amazing to me is how some of those that bear that title insist upon being called by that title.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It kind of stands in the face of, why do you call me master and yet you don't do what I say?
Yeah, there we are. And that's why I call it the Great Rebellion.
Sure. And yet the Catholic Church stands on Peter as the leader of their church, don't they? And the Pope is a representation of Apostle Peter.
Yep.
How do they reconcile that, I wonder? I don't understand how that can be reconciled when it's clearly a command.
I was invited to speak one Sunday afternoon to a group of about 200 people of the Catholic Church. There were 7 or 8 priests present and several nuns in their priestly garb. And I brought that passage up, and I was amazed. These were charismatic Catholics. I was amazed. They all agreed. They said, yeah, why do we have all this stuff? You know, they're more open. They were more open to questioning their own position than I've ever found any group of pastors to be.
But they weren't willing to do anything about it.
No.
You know, so it's nice to have a friendly conversation and go, yeah, I see your point. I agree with you, but I'm not willing to follow Jesus' instructions in this regard.
Exactly.
Where does that leave you? Well, it leaves us right back to the original question, where you talk about practicing something in error and practicing it over and over and over and over again, and it's a habit now. So now it's a habit for a monk to wear a habit. But it's a joke.
Nice little play on words there.
It's a bad joke. But I want to bring us right back to your conclusion, because your conclusion was absolutely brilliant in my opinion. You give us a way out of this dilemma. Thank you. Posed by the original question. And the original question is, are you practicing faith? And are you practicing it properly, or just practicing the wrong thing over and over again? Well, your escape clause that you give us is just phenomenal. And I just want to read it out loud here to remind you, maybe you don't remember your article. Checking in with our spirit parent source before deciding to do anything, and keep checking until I have clarity.
Yes.
There's the solution to practicing erroneously, isn't it?
It is. I use the example of of hitting a slice in golf. And, you know, spiritual life is like trying to play golf without going to the pro to learn how to do it properly, because all you're going to do is get screwed up. And then you go out and practice it over and over and over and over. So when we choose to do what Jesus said specifically not to do, then all we're doing is practicing depending on other men. Now, it's interesting to me, you know, because you and I have this, you know, you call it a strange relationship, if it wasn't for the fact that it's based on a principle. And the principle is this, that just because Brad Cullen says it doesn't mean that Ryan Bruce should follow it. And just because I write an article doesn't mean that you should post it. And you and I have this wild relationship that you love what I write and I love what you post, but you never do it without checking in.
Right.
And I would assume that that's the same way with this article. You love it because you went to Dad and you said, you know, is this stuff worthwhile? And you do that even when you think it is, when you think it is worthwhile, which is the point I tried to make also, that when we think that following a course of study, for an example, a collegiate course of study to reach some level of expertise and get my doctorate or, you know, my, like I tell one of my friends who's a PhD, his FUD, it's, what are you doing? You know, there's nothing wrong with having a PhD. It's your choice. But if it leads you away, if it leads you to have to assume this position that set of letters gives you and to follow it, you know, it's where this psychiatrist that I was with for so long, you know, as a colleague, really got it. That, wait a minute, you know, and he would finally got to a place he'd tell patients, look, as long as you call me doctor, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, I'm your brother, period. And he would say that, you know, to get patients free from this bondage to this, you know, doctor-patient relationship. This is spiritual. Do you want to be spiritual? You want the will of God? Then we have to be brothers. We have to be brother and sister here. You know, and he would say it with such power and authority because he knew it was true.
I would agree with that. So then why is it that people continue to practice this improper order and rely on priests and reverends and so on and so forth? And what is it that locks someone into holding on to that role even when they clearly understand that it's not in the best interest of them or their brother or sister?
Well, we get back to something, don't we? Who is the leader of that world?
Well, there's a hobby horse that you ride. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? It's very...
Yeah.
Well, Brad, thank you so much. This was a fabulous article, even though you kind of took a left and a right and then another left turn, but we arrived at somewhere that's very clear and very easy for me to understand, which is the main point of our website. Go back to Dad and ask every time. Every time, before deciding to do anything. Well, I assume that doesn't include eating or washing your hands or going to the bathroom. Oh, that silence tells me something. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I kind of take some things for granted.
I'm going to say something that I feel like I should say. When I was at the apex, if you would, of walking this crazy world of walking in the spirit about everything and involved far more deeply in quote healing and in quote deliverance unquote, I learned that I couldn't go to the grocery store without asking.
Wow.
While I was getting this article this morning, the finishing touches of it, I came right back to that point. Daddy, you know, what do I do? You know, what do I do? You know, is this what I'm supposed to write? And then this just sense of his presence coming over me. So although that, you know, as you said, I took a left turn, a right turn, because, you know, all of us have filters that are so difficult. Our own brains get in our way, and making left turns and right turns, yet it was the proper order and the proper sequence for me was simply continuing to go back to him and going back to him and going back to him, and is this right? Is this where I ought to be? And I got clarity, and I can't express that enough. If you think that Brad Cullen has anything to offer you, that's it. Period.
Well, thanks, Brad. I'll take what you're offering.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, too. Thanks so much. This is going to be up real soon. I think this is an important message. I really have a strong feeling about what you've written here. Appreciate you. Bye.
Thanks.